We're going to be starting our new series this morning. Dear knows what I'll say this morning. You maybe shouldn't tape this, Adam. We're going to be starting our new series this morning. It's called Turning Points in the Book of Acts. And today we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 16. And Dave is going to come now and read the passage for us. Thank you, Dave.
One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 p.m. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man, whom you see and know, was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see."
Thank you, Dave. Peter doesn't mince his words, sure he doesn't, whenever he was speaking to the crowd. So as I say, we're beginning our new series today. It's called Turning Points in the Book of Acts. And over the next number of weeks, we're going to be looking at different stories, picking out different stories in Acts. We'll see moments where the gospel breaks new ground. We'll see moments where the Holy Spirit comes and empowers the weak. There'll be moments where the church steps out courageously into what it's supposed to be doing. And then there'll be those moments where God interrupts people's lives and takes them in a different direction. So yes, we're looking forward to just over the next number of weeks looking at just different passages in the books of Acts, different turning points in Acts. So have you ever looked over your own life and thought back and seen certain moments where God has had turning points in your life? You've been going in one direction and all of a sudden he moves you in a different direction. Has that ever happened to you in your life? Could be through a conversation, a decision, maybe an opportunity. I remember when Robert and I thought about coming to Bible college, we went to a Bible college in Scotland and viewed it, but it just didn't sit right for us. And then we came to Regents and we decided that that was the place where God had for us. But we see it was a turning point in our lives. We were going in one way and all of a sudden God took us in a different direction. And it's a bit like us as a church family. Last night was one of those turning points. We're moving, we were going in one direction, and now we're in a new season, a new chapter. And this is a turning point for us. We're moving in a different direction. You'll have received the email this week letting you know that we have started to advertise for a children's family and youth worker. That's one of the directions that we're heading in. And there'll be more to come over the next couple of weeks as we have our vision evening. You'll hear more of the different things that we want to unpack and God wants to unfold in and through Beacon Elim. But this morning, we want to think about this passage in Acts 3, and we see how this man, he has spoken to Peter and John, and we'll see this morning how this one action creates a ripple effect in different people's lives. We'll see how the miracle leads to a crowd that gathers. We'll see how this opens up an opportunity for the message of the gospel. We'll also see how the preaching that Peter and John did, it opens up opposition that comes to them. But we'll also see that the gospel spreads in this through this man's life and through Peter and John. So this morning, I have called my message very simple, come walk with me. Very simple, come walk with me. So if we think about, we're going to think about the different people that are in this passage this morning and how God invited them to walk with him. Peter and John, if we think about them, so Luke tells us that they're heading up to the temple. So Jesus has ascended to the Father, and now they're heading to the temple. And then we see this man who has been disabled from birth. And it tells us in Acts 4 that he was 40, and he is healed. By the name of Jesus, he is healed. And then we also see a group of people, and they're invited to turn and to walk with God. So as we think about this passage for a few moments this morning, maybe God has something to say to you today. Maybe he has something to say to me today. Maybe he has been asking you or prompting you to walk in a different direction or on a different path over the last number of weeks. And maybe today he's saying to you, come walk with me. And through the lives of these different people, we will learn a few different things. So Peter and John, they're heading up to the temple. So we know that Jesus has ascended to the Father. So this makes us, okay, they're still walking with Jesus. They haven't backslidden. They haven't went back to be fishermen. They're still walking with Jesus. But on the way, we see that they notice something. They notice this man. And does that not remind you of that something that Jesus would do? They notice the man. And he reaches out to them. He's looking for silver and gold, but they have something different for him. And that reminds us about how he just reached out to others. He noticed others, people that were missed. Jesus noticed them. But we see here how Peter and John, they have this confidence. They have this confidence in what they're doing. They're heading to the temple. And this man, he calls out to them, and Peter says, silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Where did Peter get that from? Where did he get such confidence from? Jesus isn't with them physically. We've had the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has come. And all of a sudden, he's reaching out and he's causing someone to be healed. He's saying to them, he's praying that bold prayer. He's praying that bold prayer. And I believe that as Christians, and myself, this is me as well, that comes from our time with Jesus, with God, our own personal devotion time with God. You could stand up, I could stand up here on a Sunday morning and I can give you a pretty good message. It would be okay. But that comes out of my time with God. And it's so important for us. When Jesus says, come walk with me, it's important for you and I to make time for God. Everything gets so busy. My week this week has been amazing. It's been just so many things coming at me this week. So many things that need to be done. And I'm that sort of a person. I like to tick off the list. And I can get easily distracted. And if I think about Peter and John, and especially Peter, you know, Peter, he was the one that he spoke too quickly. He misunderstood Jesus. When Peter was invited to walk on water, he was the one that began to sink. Whenever it came to that crux moment, and he denied Jesus. And here we have him saying to this man, you know, come, taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. Boldness. And that comes from our relationship with God. Time spent with God, putting him at the first of all we do. I remember reading a book years ago whenever I first started as a pastor, and I'm nearly sure it was a leadership book by John Maxwell. And he had a trainee pastor with him. And the trainee pastor, he came into the office one morning, all very excited, you know, so what are we doing today? And what people are we going to minister to today? And John Maxwell said to him, so how many people did you notice on your way to the office? And the young pastor stopped and thought, what do you mean? How many people did you pass and you didn't speak to them and you arrived here? And his point was, just like Peter and John, they stopped long enough to notice this man. And that's what God calls you and I to do, to come walk with me. Whenever we're in that relationship with God, we'll notice other people. We'll notice them in our daily life. The man, he asks for money, and Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Peter had this boldness, and that came from his walk with God. God doesn't call each one of us to become spiritually impressive. That's not our role. He calls us to stay close to him. And out of that will flow different things in our lives, compassion, different things. It done my heart so much good last night just to see some of our little peeps' families here. It was so good. After over 3 years of running Little Peeps and turning up every week and being consistent, and just to have them here in the room, that was amazing. That was just so good. And to hear and to see their reaction to the service last night, that was good. That was good to see that. And that comes from walking with God. I'm not telling you anything new this morning, but he invites us to walk with him. We also see the man in this story, and he learns to walk. I read a story recently, and this story was about a young man. And he slipped into church one morning. He hoped nobody would notice him there. He wasn't sure about what to do. He'd never been to church. But he had only one reason to be there, and that was a young girl who sang in the choir. So he came in, he sat down, and he thought, I'll impress her. I'll be here. I'll watch her. I'll catch her eye when she's singing. Anyway, just as the service was about to begin, this usher came up to him and he said to him, the person who was reading the scriptures this morning hasn't turned up. Would you like to do the Bible reading for us this morning? So he took a deep breath panicked inside and says, okay, he thought, this will really impress her if I do the Bible reading. So anyway, it came to the time for him to get up and to read the scriptures. And he opened the Bible, and the passage he was reading was in John's Gospel. And one of the lines was, anyone who enters by another way is a thief and a robber. And he thought, he paused for a moment, anyone who enters by another way is a thief and a robber. And he thought, that's just what I have done. Anyway, he continued reading, I am the gate for my sheep, Jesus said. I came that they may have life and have it full to overflowing. And he stopped. He looked at the minister and he said, is this true? And the minister nodded, this is true. And he gave his life to Jesus there and then. Hallelujah, his right hand. And this man, if you think about this man in the story, he came looking for something, silver and gold. But he got something very different. This was a turning point in his life. Imagine what it would have been like for him. He's never walked, never felt what it's like to put his feet on the ground. And all of a sudden, he gets up and he walks. And he starts singing and praising and leaping and praising God. The first time in his life, he walked. This man was an outsider, and all of a sudden he became a worshiper of God. In that moment, just like that young man in the story, he came to the church to impress a girl. Instead, he walked out with Jesus. Isn't that an amazing story? But it reminds us what we see here in this story, that the man, he was outside the temple. He wasn't in the temple. He was outside at the gate. And God did this miracle in his life. And that's a reminder for you and I, as we walk with him, the miracles won't only happen in church services. They happen through each one of our lives, in the lives that we touch people in our work, at home, those people we meet every day. That's what it means to walk with God. Come, walk with me. And sometimes, like this man, he experienced healing. He experienced complete healing. And in my life, I haven't experienced complete healing as yet. That doesn't mean I don't believe God won't heal me, but at the moment I haven't. But what I have learned as I've walked with Jesus is that he sustains me, that he gives me the grace each day. And maybe you're here this morning and God hasn't healed you completely yet and you're waiting for that day. But I can testify that he gives us the grace to continue through each day. His grace is sufficient. Come, walk with me. What's God saying to you this morning? Where is he prompting you today? For Peter and John, we see that their time with Jesus was now spilling out into other people's lives. This man, 40 years, he hadn't been able to walk, and suddenly the power of God through Peter and John touches him, and he gets up by faith in Jesus. And then we see the crowd. I love how Peter preached to the crowd. He didn't mince his words. He soon told them what the gospel was. The crowd, they see this man. They see he's healed. They recognize him. They know him. And all of a sudden, there he's leaping and praising God. And Peter, he uses this opportunity as an opportunity to preach the gospel to the people. And he says to them, this wasn't us, this was Jesus. And that's for us as a church. Whatever God does, I've talked about Little Peeps families here last night, that wasn't us, that was Jesus. And I believe that's for us as a church. anything, any healings, anything that happens in this church, it's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with elders. Yes, we are the vehicles that God uses and the people, but it's Jesus. He is the one that we glorify this morning. And the people, they watch, they listen, they see there's something. Like the people that were here last night, they saw something in you last night. Those people who were visitors and guests, because I had words with them, they talked to me afterwards. They saw something here last night. And I believe for some of them, it can and could be a turning point in their lives. And just like the people in this passage, Jesus invited them through Peter to come walk with me. What's God saying to you today? If we think about a stone, if you ever throw a stone into still water, the impact, it ripples out across. And one moment in this passage, this man reaches out for silver and gold, and there's a ripple effect. The crowd gather. Peter preaches. The man is healed. And that's how God often does it. There's a ripple effect. Just like last night, a ripple effect. More to come from that. Peter and John, they continued to walk with Jesus. A man encountered God for the first time because he was healed. And the crowd, they were invited into a new walk with God. Come walk with me. Where is God calling you to walk with him? Let's just take a moment of quiet. Where is he calling you this morning to walk with him? What has he been saying in your quiet time? What's the Holy Spirit saying to you now? Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we see the man, Lord, who experienced you for the first time. Thank you, Lord, for the witness of Peter and John and how they noticed him, how they copied you, Lord, and help each one of us to be that way, Lord. Help us not to miss those people that we walk past, Lord. Give us eyes, Lord, to see. Thank you, Lord, for Peter and John's boldness, Lord, and help us, Lord, as a church family to be bold for you in the places where you have placed us. And Lord, for the people, Lord, that is our heart this morning, Lord, that we would see people saved, people baptized, Lord, and people coming into your kingdom. And Lord, we pray that that would be, Lord, we just think of the people that were here last night. We pray, Lord, that that would be their story. Lord, that last night would be a turning point in their lives. Lord, it's your name that we glorify this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.